Good evening. Welcome to the Salieri Report. Today is November 13th, 2014. This is Catherine Austin Fitz. I'm talking to you from someplace in Arizona, headed on my way to Tucson this morning, then to Texas, and then back to Tennessee. I'm so excited. Well, I have to tell you, we had a gathering in California in last week's workshop, weekend's workshop, that was just remarkable. And we're working on a report, so we're going to report everything that we learned to you. We have a lot to digest. We're getting lots of different comments back in. But I think a few of the things I can say, the most important was we had 35 subscribers, and they loved meeting each other. I have never seen 35 people having more fun getting to meet and talk to some of the most fascinating people I've ever known. It was really a remarkable group of people, and there was one gentleman who stood up and said something like this. It's my words, not his. There are people who face the real deal, and then there are people who want to do something positive, and it's almost impossible to find people who are both. And I think the pure joy of meeting, 34 other people who really understood what was going on, wanted to understand what was going on, didn't want to suppress it, wanted to deal with reality, but also didn't want to dwell on it, wanted to do something positive, enjoy life, get something done. Just being in the room, I can't tell you how many people I spoke to who complain of being lonely, and yet I didn't see any lonely people in that room. They were quite jazzed and networking and talking and scheming. It was really wonderful. And the one thing I can tell you is when you get 35 people together who are that wonderful, things happen. So it was their interaction and delight in meeting each other that was the real joy. And I think the tremendous sense of not being alone at all. There's lots of other great people like you. Anyway, so tremendous thanks to everybody who put that on, to our great Ben Lizardi and Dr. Farrell and John Rappaport, who came in by Skype, and everyone who did a great job. It was really wonderful. And as I said, we'll have a report for you. And again, to all the people who've given us great feedback, thank you. So as I said, our subscribers are the most remarkable people I know. It's really a pleasure to do what I do. Two of the things that came out, and they'll be in the report, but what I heard again and again, and I almost wish we had been able to focus on this, you know, having learned what I've learned now, if I went back, we'd probably focus more on how do we get over the obstacles rather than our vision for 2020 for our individual lives. But the questions that kept coming up was, how do we filter people? How do we underwrite? How do we figure out who's who? And how do we find people like us and align with people like us? So there was a lot of sort of risk management when it came to find and networking with people. Then the question, how do we filter information? How do we figure out what's true and not? How do we make sure we're not tricked by disinformation? So I'm going to be doing a lot more thinking and talking about how we can do some great Salieri reports on those topics. New York, we're still working on shifting our luncheon to April. I've gotten some great emails from people in New York saying they'd love to meet each other. So I really am working and hoping that comes off.